Texas prisons have seen nearly two people die each day this summer. A persistent, record-setting, and deadly heat wave has ensconced the state for the past 2 months, and state prisons have seen a spike in deaths across the board. But Texas officials have yet to confirm a heat-related prison death so far this year. And in fact, it's been more than a decade since the last one. That's despite the state not having air conditioning in two-thirds of its prisons. Studies have challenged the death findings. Texas Public Radio accountability reporter Paul Flav reports.
Julie Scarra doesn't buy that Texas hasn't seen a heat-related death in 12 years.
The idea that there have been no heat-related deaths since 2012 is just false.
Scarra wrote her PhD dissertation on the topic and published her findings last November in the Journal of the American Medical Association's Open Network. Her study attributed 271 deaths between 2001 and 2019, likely to unair-conditioned Texas facilities and heat. That's 30 times the national average. She says just because it wasn't a heat stroke doesn't mean it wasn't heat-related.
But heat exhaustion can be pretty mild, and heat strokes are pretty rare. And there's a lot of things that can happen in between that are related to heat and also cause death.
The Texas Department of Criminal Justice disputed the study's findings, saying it didn't consider age and listed cause of death, as well as which units had some housing areas cooled. Scarra's work was peer-reviewed, though, and TPR confirmed it used standard methods with the data. Data from the state shows that heat in Texas prisons is regularly over what's considered safe in county jails at 85 degrees and increasingly sweltering over 90 and 95 for many hours a day. Even for young, healthy adults, at 95 degrees, when it's humid, that's dangerous.
Do you mind if I put this closer to him?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Many in Texas prisons like Joseph Garza aren't in great health and aren't young.
You know, me personally, I'm 47. I have a hard time breathing. My chest, I wake up numb sometimes. You know, I put in for medical over times about this. Just trying to keep out of people's way. You lay there and sweat.
Garza lives in the Dominguez State Jail outside San Antonio. It does not have air-conditioned housing areas, and about 60 men live in his dormitory-style section. He says he's lucky. His bed's near the mounted industrial fan, and the unit has ongoing access to showers.
Just jumping in showers like 20 times, like, you know, trying to stay there.
But he says it's still too hot. Many walk around with heat rashes and other ailments. Last month, state data shows there were only 2 days where the internal temperature measured under 90 degrees.
It's really hot in there. It's almost, I really feel, to be honest, like we're jerky. We're slowly being cooked, you know, and it's frustrating.
Larry Kenny is a physiology professor at Penn State University and studies the limits of human tolerance to heat.
We've known for decades and decades that as we come older, we become less tolerant to the heat.
When we're hot and sweating isn't cooling us down, our core temperature can rise and our hearts pump harder to cool the skin. That puts a lot of strain on the organ. During heat waves, this is the most likely reason people go to the ER, he says.
Cardiovascular strain as part of this unrelenting heat is a major issue.
32 people have suffered cardiac arrest or heart attacks in Texas prisons, according to state data, with many more being found unresponsive without explanation. But TDCJ says that number's been relatively stable from 2021 on. Texas prisons do have a significant spike in deaths system-wide, though. A 5.5-year analysis of custodial death reports conducted by TPR shows an additional 2 people per 10,000 dying in Texas prisons this summer, compared to 2018 and 2019. That's significant, says David Pyruz, a criminology professor at the University of Colorado Boulder who studies prisons.
It seems pretty abundantly clear to me that the mortality rates, at least in the summer of 2023, are comparable to what we see in 2021 and 2022, if not worse, but especially it deviates strongly from what we would think of as business as usual.
He says the data from TPR looks like some of the bad months during the pandemic, but not because of COVID.
So, you know, those numbers are much higher. So there is something taking place here. And whether it's heat, whether it's personnel, whether it's access to medical resources, these are important things to find out.
But is there a direct connection between the Texas heat and the death spike that TPR's found this summer?
That it's tricky, yeah.
Julie Scar says there just isn't enough data in custodial death reports to know. But either way, Scar's work has convinced her that the way Texas houses prisoners is untenable.
I think air conditioning is a requirement. It is essential for human health in these settings. Like a 30-fold increase in heat-related mortality is absolutely ridiculous.
As climate change increases the likelihood of extreme heat, she says the situation becomes even more dire for Texas prisoners. I'm Paul Flav in San Antonio.